baby up again all night, Crystal?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of things that you'd never see if you were getting any kind of sleep at all. Little Ed and I watched the sun rise and set and rise and set. And did you know the Big Valley comes on at 5 in the morning? And again at 6:30.
Oh, come here, little Ed. Come see your auntie, sister-in-law, whatever, Roseanne, while Mommy has her little breakdown.
What is wrong with him?
Nothing's wrong with him, Crystal. He's just a baby.
Well, why won't he sleep? I've tried everything, even the washing machine.
You put him in the washing machine?
No, darling. You put him in his little baby seat on the washer, and the vibrations are supposed to soothe him to sleep.
Yeah, you know, when you were a baby, we couldn't afford a washing machine, so I had to take you down to the river and beat you against a rock.
Why are you picking on me? What, did I take the last donut or something?
Hey!
Hey, Becky, you want some breakfast?
No, I was just going to run over to Jackie's and return this top.
Oh, great. Let me have that. I can put it in with this load.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah, of course.
Good, because I think I have those earrings I borrowed from you, too.
Which earrings?
I think they're yours. Why don't you come up and see?
Oh, okay.
Great.
What's she going to go griping to Aunt Jackie about?
Well, it could be a lot of things, but it's always you.
You want a cigarette with that?
No, I'm good.
Well, you know, too much coffee gives you the shakes, and then you cut yourself shaving.
Oh, what now? Oh, Roseanne, I think he's hungry. Here, will you hold him for a second?
Oh, give me that.
Give me that, baby. Your two little eggs smell so good, don't you? Your head smells so sweet. Oh, your head smells sweet.
Here, smell his head, darling. Smell your uncle's head.
Get that thing away from me.
Roseanne, I'm exposed here.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, little Ed, we go see what Mommy got for breakfast. Oh, shucks, it's just milk again.
Come here, little Ed.
Cute.
I'm gonna get going.
Mwah. You coming home for dinner?
I don't know. It depends on what we're having.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Crystal. Whoa, hello.
Hey, Dad, smell the baby's head.
How's the motorcycle shop, Dan?
Good, good, real fine.
Sell a bike yet?
No, but I'm getting a lot of repair work. Boy, that ceiling needs some spackle.
Does this make you uncomfortable, Dan?
Oh, no. It's a beautiful, natural thing. Oh, I gotta get going.
Oh, now, Dan, it's not like you've never seen breasts before.
Crystal's my friend. As far as I'm concerned, she has no breasts. It works for me, okay?
Yeah, okay. So, when are you coming home?
Maybe early. Mark's coming by to help me rebuild that old Triumph.
Becky's Mark? What, is he officially working for you now?
Roseanne... He's real good with these old bikes. He works cheap, and it's only for a couple days.
Dad, quick! Crystal's switching sides.
I'm out of here.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's just a leg man.
What is it now? You don't want to eat, and you don't want to sleep. And...
Oh.
Where can I change him?
Your house.
You can change him in my room.
Okay, be right back.
Roseanne, can we talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
It's kind of personal.
Oh. Darlene, go out and play.
Play? I don't play, Mother.
Play, pack, whatever.
Pack.
Well, I guess now Mom gets to be let in on the big secret.
Now, Roseanne, Becky's got something really important she wants to talk to you about, and she'd like for you to be really sensitive.
Just forget it, about Jackie.
It.
I can't
no,
do
yes,
this.
You can. Yeah, go ahead.
Come on, Beck.
Well, Mark and I are getting along really good now. And I know you guys aren't crazy about him. But you gotta admit, he's trying really hard.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking, you know, just in case we decide to, that it's time for me to, get some birth control.
Isn't it great, Roseanne? That Becky has such a wonderful, progressive, open-minded mom that she can talk to about that.
Well, I was gonna go to a clinic, but Jackie thought that maybe I should go and see your
gynecologist.
Really? So this is okay with you? You're kidding. I can't believe how great you're being. I'm so glad Jackie made me tell you.
Roseanne, I thought that we should take her.
Oh, sure! Sure, we'll take her.
Oh, great. I'm so glad I told her. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much, Mom.
Oh, boy. This is a good thing, Roseanne.
Are you crazy? She wants me to take her to get birth control, and that's a good thing?
You need to sit down?
No, Jackie, no. I need to lay down in a great big pine box.
She came to you. She confided in you. She trusts you. That's a good thing.
I cannot handle this.
Yeah, you can.
I can't do
of
this.
You can.
No, I know. I know. I can't do this. I can do this.
Well, I hate to tear the whole engine down, but I think I found your problem. You worked on this yourself before you brought it in. Well, it's gonna be $400 to fix what you did. Well, okay. Okay, if you don't think that's fair, come on down and pick it up. Bring a bag.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, guys, how was lunch?
It's cool.
Is it ever not cool, Mark?
Huh?
Never mind.
So what time are you picking me up tonight?
Around 8, I guess.
Okay. Love you.
Yeah, me too.
Bye, Dad.
Yeah. So, lunch was good?
Yep.
What'd you eat?
Tacos.
Ah. Mexican.
Yep.
Well, the bike's back there. Oh, customer, I'll be out front.
Cool.
Hey, Rosie.
I brought you some lunch from the restaurant.
Smells good.
Yeah, I don't know why the guy didn't finish it. How's it going?
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Hi there, Mark.
Hey.
Just miss Becky.
Well, that's okay. I'll see her later.
Well, thanks for lunch, hon. I'm gonna get back.
Dan? We have to talk.
I don't want to know.
Well, you have to know because I'm not going to know this alone.
What?
Becky wants me to take her and get her some birth control. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm gonna kill Mark. He's in the back, so I have to go in the back to kill him.
Come on.
Well, we can't just let this happen.
Well, I don't want it to happen either, but I mean, if it is gonna happen, I don't want our daughter getting her birth control out of the men's room at the Chevron station like we used to.
What are we supposed to do? Put on Sinatra, fluff up the pillows, and turn down the lights?
Like they listen to Sinatra. She's 17, Dan. I don't think there is much we can do.
You're not even going to try to talk her out of it?
Well, of course I'm going to try. I'm going to try my butt off, but I'm not going to go blowing up at her, and neither are you.
You want me to act like nothing's going on?
Yeah, because if we go crazy with this, she's not going to trust me with anything. And it's better that she comes to us rather than learning everything from Johnny Hormone back there.
Oh, man. He's just going to come walking in here all innocent like nothing happened.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way you played it with my dad.
God, I forgot about that. Suddenly I feel like calling up your father and apologizing to him for ever having sex with his daughter.
It's okay, Dan. It's enough that you've apologized to me.
Any diabetes in our family?
No.
Ulcers?
No.
History of migraine?
No. This is my first one.
You should just give me the pills instead of putting me through this whole exam thing.
Oh, don't worry about it, Becky. Just make sure you keep your socks on.
Oh, there's a good look. A paper dress and socks.
Well, it's not the prom, Jackie.
If she keeps her socks on, her feet are going to slip out of the stirrups.
Yes, I know that, Jackie. But the socks will keep her feet warm in the stirrups.
Yeah, but then she's not going to have any traction. Traction's the key.
Becky Connor? Oh,
thank God.
Honey! Go get them.
Go get them.
I want to say a whole bunch of stuff like, stop, you're too young, you know? But the only thing I can think to talk about is socks.
You're doing great.
I don't believe this, Jackie. I drive her down here and I make the appointment.
Well, Becky's very, very lucky.
What are people going to say, Jackie?
Who's going to know?
She's going to tell all her friends, and then her friends will tell their moms. Mrs. Connor lets Becky have sex. Well. I want to know if other people go through this or if I'm just the only insane mother in the world.
I wish our mom had been a little more insane. I took a lot of stupid chances when I was a kid, you know. What?
She's all grown up, Jackie.
Oh, Roseanne.
She doesn't need me anymore.
Oh, of course she does. She needs you. She needs you to pay for the pills.
Something I can do for you, Mr. Connor?
No. No, I'm cool. What is this doing here?
I was using it.
Using it?
Yeah.
Is that how you treat my wrench, you use it? And then you toss it aside into a puddle of grease?
Sorry.
This wrench was brand new. Never even been touched. But you yanked it out of the shrink wrap, did God knows what with it, and you're just going to leave it laying there just like that?
I was going to use it again?
No, no, buddy. See, I don't care what you do with all your other little wrenches, but this is my wrench. And I want it returned to me in exactly the same condition you found it. Have you got that, Mark? Is that clear? Is that cool? Excuse me.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hold on, Mark. Becky, Zippy's on the phone! So, Mark, did you dial the phone yourself, or did Daddy help you? Oh, now, that's not very nice. Do you use that filthy mouth to kiss my sister?
Give me the phone, Darlene.
Let me just say goodbye.
You're supposed to pick me up at 8. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow night. I love you. Yeah. Bye. I can't believe it. Dad's got him up on the roof cleaning the gutters.
But what about your date?
It's off.
Oh, honey.
Now, what am I gonna do all night?
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we make, like, a ton of popcorn, you know, and then we'll watch TV, and we'll have a little chat, just me and you.
Okay.
Let's go see what we want.
Cheddar cheese.
Got it.
How's your headache?
Oh, it's better. It's just a crippling, blinding thing. No biggie.
Sorry.
Becky, I kind of wanted to, you know, talk to you about all this, and I was wondering if, you know, you've thought about everything.
You mean about the pill?
Yeah, that and other stuff. Like, you do know that you don't have to have sex just to have a boyfriend.
I know.
I mean, even though some of your friends might be having sex and filling your head with all these lies about how good it is.
I know.
I was just thinking that, you know, I mean, you're young and maybe you should wait. I mean, this is like a really big step.
I know, Mom. I've thought about this.
Well, I just want to bring it up.
Okay.
You know, though, you've got a while to think about it some more, maybe even reconsider, because, you know, the pill, it doesn't kick in for, like, what, a whole month?
Mom.
Yeah? What?
We already.
Already?
I really wanted to tell you, but I thought you'd be mad.
Already?
Don't worry, Mom. We use something.
You already use something?
Yeah, condom, you know, for diseases and stuff. I just thought having the pill would be like extra, extra protection. Mom?
Yeah, good thinking. Yeah. Is there anything else that I need to know?
No.
I know every single thing that there is to know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just the word of God?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put the cheese on the popcorn, so you go get something on TV.
Okay.
Listen, Mom, this is between us, right? You're not going to go tell Dad or anything.
Well, not if you don't want me to.
Oh, thanks. Love you, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you, too.
Mom, let go.
In a couple years. Howdy, stranger.
What happened?
Well, I gave her the big old speech, you know, about waiting and everything like that.
Is she gonna?
She's 17, Dan. She thinks she's in love.
Oh, wait. Did I mention I wanted happy news?
Oh, okay. Okay. Once upon a time, in a perfect fairy tale world, there lived a beautiful princess and her beautiful mother, the all-knowing queen, who was even more beautiful than the princess. And one day the princess decided that she was going to have sex with an ugly, creepy, hideous little ogre named Fool.
Scary.
But that's okay, because the queen talked to the princess, and she told her she must never, ever have sex, and the princess agreed. So the queen, the princess, and the ignorant old king lived happily ever after in a totally sex-free world.
What happened to Cool?
Oh, it was horrible. He died a hideous and grotesque death when something very sharp and heavy and medieval fell upon his head.
Tell it again.